I think Tom Izzo, speaking of Iron Mountain, Michigan, he is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Coach.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I was just reminiscing about the old Izzo Mooch charity golf tournaments up north.
I don't know if it's half. I think it's like 7 ace Packers and the 8th the Lions. It's Packer mania. You know, it's Iron Mountain's 95 miles from Green Bay, so it's crazy up there for the Packers.
So you think where in Iron Mountain, where you grew up, it was like 90% of the people there were Packers fans, 10% Lions.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say there's 90% Tiger fans in that area, but boy, there's a lot of Packer fans, man. They were crazy up there, and I'll never forget when Mariucci and I were in the parade one year. They were booing him because he was the coach of the 49ers. That's how much they love their Packers.
He got booed at a hometown parade.
and I was sitting there ribbing him the whole time. It was awesome.
You're like, you here you are, Iron Mountain. They're doing the Izzo Mooch Athletic Weight Room, and they're booing you because you're coaching the Niners. Oh, that's awesome. How's the off season? Well, now you guys are really into it with the workouts, and before you know it, practice will begin in early October. How has this summer been? Still dealing with COVID, dealing with precautions.
It's been pretty good, though. You know, players had a great summer, so I'm excited about that. And I think we got our point guard thing straightened out. That's been really good. Marcus Bingham has maybe had the best summer of his life. And that's been encouraging. And so we feel like, you know, Gabe has really stepped up. But, you know, and Tyson Walker and of course, A.J. Hogarth, who came back 20-some pounds lighter. I think we're going to be a lot better at that. And we're really pleased with our freshmen, all three of them, but Max Christie and of course, Jaden Akins have been, you know, kind of a step ahead right now.
Would you say you're comfortable, real excited, confident?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not comfortable. I'm excited. I think, you know, the hardest thing now that everybody's dealing with is who does anybody have, you know? I mean, trying to pick, you know, 1 through 10 in your league or 1 through 30 in the country is so hard because there's been so many transfers and nobody knows who has who, so it's, that part's a little more difficult, but I'd say in general, Bill, you know, all we can do is worry about taking care of us, and I think we're going to be a much improved team and need to be and should be.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Name, image, and likeness. Again, you have a smaller group on a basketball team compared to football with 85-plus guys, if you include walk-ons. How have you navigated, I know the Evergreen program that the school put together, but you, your staff, your players, this name, image, and likeness and keeping everybody still on the same page and that chemistry alive in the Spartan locker room and on the floor?
Well, it's been interesting, you know. I mean, we haven't had to deal with it a ton. I mean, there's been some here and there. I still have some serious question marks, but, you know, as dumb as it sounds, Bill, the coaches aren't allowed to deal with it at all.
Really?
We're not allowed to help them either way. We're not allowed to help them get deals. We're not allowed to help them navigate. I mean, like I said, they, you know, I don't care if it's the NCAA, the government, they just throw things together and then they wonder how they turn out, you know. And there's a lot of unintended consequences, as I've told you before, and yet I don't even know them all. But, you know, right now we seem to be hanging in there, and, you know, I think a lot of things you hear or you question. I think the minnow becomes Moby Dick in some programs. You know, everybody's out to think that everybody's making so much money because it helps recruiting. But, you know, I'd say by the, you know, end of the year we'll know more on how it goes. But it's a little crazy right now, and yet it's, we haven't had to deal with it much because we're not allowed to. Yeah, we're not allowed to do anything.
So, in other words, when you're recruiting, you can't, you can't do a portfolio and say this is the name, image, and likeness money.
No, no, you're not supposed to be able to do any of that, which just like every other rule that's broken, but yeah. That's a big one.
Well, I think all the schools will follow that rule. That's my guess.
Yeah, I guess with the same tongue-in-cheek that you're guessing, but no, you know, really, we're not allowed to do anything like that, and that's probably the hardest thing. But even helping the kids, you know, signing contracts, and what if they sign something that, you know, later on hurts them? So there's some navigating. That's a good way to put it. Everything has done a pretty good job at least educating the guys. But as you remember, when you were 18, 19, 15, 16, if they go to the high schools, educating you on this stuff is more confusing. I think everybody's got to realize, you know, if whatever they make, then all of a sudden they're going to pay taxes at the end. And I don't know if anybody understands that. Hell, I don't understand my tax stuff sometimes. So it's going to be a little bit confusing, but it's been manageable so far.
Former Spartan, Matt Ishba, what he's done through United Wholesale Mortgage and setting up the football team and the men's basketball team with that monthly stipend under name, image, and likeness. Your players had to like that, I would think.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, it was really nice of Matt to do that. You know, it just begs you to try to understand it. I think I'm in this thing, and I've been here for 2 years of dealing with it, and I barely understand it, so I can't imagine most of the listeners out there can. But, you know, Matt has done so much, you know, for us, and that's been awesome, you know, and this is a thing he can do and can legally do it. So he stepped forward and did it, and I think the players are pretty excited about it. Most of them know. Hopefully he'll buy me a pizza instead of me buying them one.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Spartan football. Mel Tucker, since he arrived on campus, for a guy who sees him, talks to him more than most outside the football program would, take me inside what type of guy Mel Tucker is on and off the field.
Well, you know, I told you this, you know, this summer once, you know, ever since I've gotten the chance to know Mel, he's a fun guy. He's pretty effervescent. He's got, you know, a great personality and, you know, kind of an extrovert. And so he's done a good job. You know, it's been interesting, though, with all the transfers and some have, but, you know, you look at a lot of this team, and it's the guys that have been there a while that are really making an impact, whether it's the receivers, the quarterback. You know, now the running back they got, Walker, has done a great job. He's been a good addition. But there's a lot of veterans that are playing well, too, and that's been a big plus. I think we've looked good, and I think we're going to go down and beat Miami. I really do. I watched Miami a couple times, and I like our team. I like our athleticism, our explosiveness. And if we can stay healthy, we'll just keep getting better because that's what happens.
On the reunion weekend that you do, usually it can be in season during basketball. Sometimes it happens during football, especially when you get a lot of NBA guys, you have to adjust. To see everybody come back, one of those photos where you had kind of the recent teams the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and that photo, whether it was in the Spartan practice facility or the Breslin, that I saw Michigan State basketball send out, and here you are standing there with those guys. You have to be not only proud of your current team, but those players and how they all come back and they embrace the family atmosphere with Michigan State basketball. That has to make you really happy deep down.
You know, Bill, it is one of those things. I mean, it's, sure, you'd always like to win another national championship, but I swear that weekend I take over a Big Ten championship. It was just that moving, and, you know, Draymond and you know, even Irvin was supposed to come back, just couldn't make it. I talked to Zach Randolph. I was in California yesterday, and he's trying. I think next year it'll be bigger and even better, but to get, you know, Jaren Jackson and of course, Brent Forbes, who had won the thing, and Valentine and Gary Harris, and it was just a good group of guys that came back, Travis Trice, Derek Nix, some guys that are playing in Europe, and we had, I think, 12, and then a bunch of other players that came back, and we had a little round table. We called it Grind Week. We try to get them prepared for their camp that'll start pretty soon, and of course, then they all went to the football game. It was just one of those weekends that even had a couple parents came. Gary's parents came up, I think, to Joe. So it was one of those weekends where they're priceless, and the stories, they keep getting bigger, but they were fun.
I saw a photo of Drew Knights of the reunion weekend with his little son, and I think at, you know, inside your practice gym, and I just kind of, you know, watching Drew, and I've known Drew since his Wyoming Park days, and when I didn't, you know, think he was really top shelf material, which one of thousands of predictions that have been flushed down toilets throughout Michigan, but, and knowing him now, and the dad and the father and the man he is, and how he came through Michigan State, again, another reason for you to feel like a proud papa.
Well, that is pretty cool. You know, the only thing is when guys bring their kids, you start feeling older and older and older, but there's no question that Drew, he's done such a good job over in the Grand Rapids area. He's involved in a lot of alumni things. He's just been great. And to see his little guy was pretty exciting. He said he's already left-handed and he can shoot it, which doesn't surprise me. But the guys like that were just as warm and heartfelt. We had a manager's reunion, and they raised, I think, $45,000 for the manager fund. Just a neat weekend, man. And you know, we haven't been able to do as much the last 3-4 years because everything that's gone on. So getting that back, and I think next year we're going to go for a slam dunk home run and try to bring everybody in, and then some. Bobo Charles, Gregory Kelser, guys like that came back. Steve Smith had to be out at the Hall of Fame thing, or he would have been here. So it was fun.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network. Before I let you go, thoughts on Alan Haller becoming the new athletic director in East Lansing?
You know, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I look at Alan and I think of myself. You know, he was here. I wasn't here as a student, so he's even more homegrown, and he's from this town, and he takes a lot of pride in it. And the more I was around him, the more I realized how passionate he was about the place. Played football, played in the league for a while, and then, you know, I had the unique distinction to be a police officer here for 10 or 12 years, and he's done the same as an AD. So he's about as well prepared as you can be. You're never totally prepared if you haven't taken over, but I think he's well prepared. And I think it's our job to help him be successful too. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. You know, Mel and I have been out a lot trying to raise money for, you know, our new football complex over there. And Matt really jumped on that. I think Alan will be, you know, super in that respect. And I think he's also going to do a heck of a job with all the sports. You know, I think that's one of the quality things you'd like to get across the board here, is going to help everybody.
Tom, good to catch up with you, my man. We'll talk soon. We'll stay in touch. Can't wait for the start of the season. Still trying to navigate the pandemic and the protocols and see if we can do our annual MSU All-Access basketball show. So I've been talking with Mike Carey from your office. Hopefully we can pull it off. If we can't, so be it. I will try and do it next year.
I think we'll be able to pull it off, Bill. That's tradition, man. We got to figure out a way. I know we slacked a little bit when we – I'm hoping things are going to work out, and hell, you got that mask on permanently anyway, so that should be no problem for you. But I'll, I do too, so we're in the same boat. But hopefully we'll get that worked out, and in the meantime, stay safe. And it's been a beautiful fall, so it's great to be back at football games, and I'll look forward to seeing you, Bill, as always. I appreciate the support, and I appreciate you getting us on across the Huge network.
And we've added new stations. 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids is our new flagship station, and we're also now on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in Detroit, The Roar. So a lot of good things happening, Tom. It's been an awesome start to the football season. Can't wait to watch your basketball team and enjoy that Miami State game on Saturday.
I will, Bill, and I appreciate you. Take care, buddy.